This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
What's on your mind? She's getting real, not afraid to feel. Take a soul to soul, just let it flow. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
All right, I'm so excited to be here with Hannah Ellis.
We've talked about Stealing Angels.
And oh, yeah?
The Amazing Race, and how that's like literally on my bucket list and has been for kind of eternity. I was just obsessed with that show.
What do you love about it?
Well, I like that it's kind of, it's twofold, right? Like, you have to be, like, able to do these challenges that are, like, physical, like, okay, get to it. But then you also have to, like, do puzzly things. Mm. That's why I was telling Caroline that I think my husband and I would be good at it.
That's a bold statement right there, Hannah. It's going to test your marriage.
The only reason is because he is super, super, like, logic, pragmatic, like what is like the best. He's slow moving, methodical, but I'm really good at like quick impulsive things.
Okay,
so like I think that like I'm like, oh, if you need a quick answer, like, okay, you have to do this challenge and it's got to be done in this little amount of time, like I feel like I would be like, okay, this is for me. And then he would be like, when there's puzzles or like things you've got to, whenever they do the riddles or like, oh, you've got to,
that's your husband.
Yeah, like I feel like he could get from point A to point B really quickly.
That was me and
Jen. I would be like,
that was how Jen and I were. I actually said she's the brains and I'm the brawn.
Yeah,
like I called her my damsel in distress because like I would like, one time we were in Switzerland rolling down a snowy mountain with sleds trying to get these 50-pound wheels of cheese on them,
yes,
and then lift them up into a barn.
Yeah.
And Jen was just like falling down the hill and I was like, listen, I'll get you, my damsel. I'll save your cheese.
I got you.
Let me lift this 50-pound cheese over my head really fast and I'll throw you over my shoulder too. And but she was the brains. She would figure out all the puzzles and obviously we both did both.
Right.
I actually almost lost the whole race for us because we came back for All Stars, the second leg of the race. We were in China. And I had to put together a very elaborate car for like a child to drive.
Okay.
Like you have to put the whole wiring together and all the screws. Can you imagine?
No.
Do you assemble?
No.
I do not assemble.
That's where like it would be, because he's so like pragmatic and practical. I feel like he would be able to be like, okay, what's the simplest way? And I would be like still trying to put the wires together
before
I could build the whole thing.
My brain just froze because all of a sudden there's like so many things you have to do.
Yeah, and trying to like put them in order, and like I'm a list maker. That's the only way things get accomplished is if they're in my calendar or notes section.
Yesterday, do you forget about them or what?
Oh yeah. Yesterday there was like a little ping going off in my brain. Like when I woke up, I was like, I have something today. But I don't see anything in my calendar. Nothing's in my calendar.
But I feel it. I feel it in my bones.
I feel it. It's there. And literally, my publicist texted me at like 9 a.m. and was like, hey, don't forget about this interview you have at one. I was like, ah, I knew I had something, but like no other details.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. If it's
must
not
be written down.
Same. What are you on the Enneagram?
2 wing 3.
Okay. So you're like a helper, but you get it done.
Yeah, that's right. But it's to me, I always say it's like fastest way to the top too, though. It's none of the one. There's no perfectionist, there's no perfectionist going on, mm-hmm. which is why like certain skill sets just escape me, you know?
That's okay. Nobody gets a full deck.
That's right. Ain't that the truth? Mm-hmm. Ain't that the truth?
It's the truth.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. We work on our little things as we go.
You just gotta hone in what you're good at, and then you gotta figure out how to outsource
that's
the other
right
stuff.
Amen, sister.
So then you can work smarter, not harder.
Amen.
Right?
See, this is it.
But you just gotta dial in that first one.
Oh yeah.
And get it going. Uh-huh. So then you can outsource.
Exactly. Exactly. How'd
you know you love music and singing and all that? You grew up with beauty queens all around
that's
you. And you
right
said no way.
That's right.
You're like, I'm out. No beauty crown for me. Although you could totally be the beauty queen.
You know, I did one. They don't like you when you call it a pageant, but there's this thing in Kentucky called Junior Miss, and it's
and
like
you're
a
from
scholarship
Kentucky
program.
Yes. Also, which is hardcore beauty
oh yeah
pageant.
Oh yeah, like it's pageant queen, like
people are
breeding
prepped
ground.
Yeah, you're bred.
Oh yeah. Like literally, this is so funny, but people will ask me sometimes, have I had press training down here?
You're like, no, but I've had pageant training.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, no, but my parents did make me go take interview training when I was in like middle school and high school, because you know
you're getting ready.
Yeah, they were like, just making sure, just in case you decide you want to do this, we want you to be really ready. And now here we are. I use that skill set all the time.
What do you learn in pageant training?
You know what? I would say.
And how do you do it?
It's mainly like how to present yourself.
Okay, so
which
how
is
do you
what's
present
really great. I mean, I think it's the interview skills, like just being able to talk to people and take a question if maybe you don't. Oh, I'm giving the secrets away now. But
give
like
up
maybe you don't know the answer. And so you just, I always will have like little things in my mind that I know I want to say.
And you just figure out how to work them in.
Mm-hmm. So you just like you work around it to where you get to the points you want to make.
So like anyone can ask you anything and you have like a wheel of things you want to talk about and you just figure out how to zigzag back to it.
Basically.
Yeah.
If I'm good at anything in this life, it is talking, unfortunately. So
you like to talk?
Oh, yeah. No one's ever said, man, I really wish Hannah would talk more. I don't think that's ever happened.
Okay, so you have a very happy disposition. Are you always happy?
I would say most of the time.
How do you stay happy, especially when the world is so heavy?
There's my husband who like enjoys the heaviness, and I'm like, good, you carry all of that.
He
tell
holds
me
that.
Tell me important things that I really need to know.
But
about
you don't cloud your brain with all of it. There's uh-uh too much.
Mm-mm. And then it's like, you get in the weeds. You can get really
yes
in the weeds about like what's going on in the world. And I think it's good to like have a knowledge, like don't like totally live under a rock. But also I kind of subscribe to the like my community mentality, like what affects me and my immediate community
and
around
make sure you're
me
watering that.
That's it. And
if
that
everybody
means
waters their own community, then we can have health.
See, it's just, and it's like, yes, I know that sounds like very world PC, but like, literally, like, pour into the community around you, and then they'll pour into whatever their community is, and then it just kind of spreads from there. And I think that helps. And also, I'm a Christian, and like, we start every morning reading our
you
Bible
and your hubs?
Mm-hmm, with our coffee in the morning. That's like our. And
y'all
so
have done that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like
so,
years?
Yeah. So we, back in 2020, we started the whole read straight through the Bible journey, and I've started it a million times, and like somewhere in like Leviticus and Numbers I'm like, this is boring, and kind of fallen off. But doing it together, just pieces at a time, it literally took us like 2.5 years. But
do you have a favorite part of the Bible?
Oh man, you know, this is so random and people are gonna be like, what in the heck, but the book of Judges is like, I love Game of
Thrones.
It's kind of well, only because of the stories. Like the stories are wild.
Like what goes down?
Like really weird stuff.
Give
like
me a little example.
Okay, this is terrible because this is the one that came to my brain. People are gonna. I hope this isn't like go against. You know, make people be like, what? But there's this story, and in Judges backstory, it's like it's this time where like Israel didn't have a king or whatever. And so they had these like judges that would rule for like X amount of time, and then they would totally screw it up and they'd get replaced. Right. But one of the guys, he made, he was like about to go fight a battle. I'm botching this story, so please, no Bible
this
nerds
is the
come
Hannah
for me.
Ellis Cliff Notes, yeah. Of judges.
This is just a story that I just thought was like, what the heck? And basically, he made this like deal with God and kind of was like, oh, if you'll like help me win this battle, the first person that comes out to greet me, I'll like sacrifice. And it was kind of like,
whoa, that's, yeah, like Hunger Games.
It is. I'm telling you, it's so Game of Thrones. Like, yeah, people, I like have this thing where I'm like, I want somebody to make a Game of Thrones version of the Bible. That sounds sacrilegious, but it would be crazy. The show would be crazy.
Yeah.
But basically, and so then the first person to come out of camp after he wins this battle is his daughter. And it was kind of this whole lesson in God being like, yeah, you don't like make deals. Don't promise things that you don't know. Like, you don't know what you're saying. Like,
yeah,
the powers that be are so much higher than you. And it was this like bizarro story. I don't know. Go read Judges.
But also, like, that's so true, because it's like, you're people, this is human nature. Everyone's that's cool, right, for everything to, yeah, happen. And you're like an arm's length away from everything.
That's,
but
right,
then when it's your own life, it
that's
feels
right
a little different.
Exactly. But I don't know. It's just like a bizarro book that I think is like,
would be a great movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's because it has all those little like weird nuanced stories. I don't know. I think it's crazy.
But, so how does God play part of your life? Like, because you're so hot and so beautiful. Like, you have so many, you, like I said, no one gets a full deck, but you got a pretty stacked deck.
Oh, thank you.
You're coming in like with a lot of good cards to play. So how does God work into that? Like, how do you keep him in all this, especially in the entertainment industry, especially in like people having eyes on you, like being pressured, being sexy and, yeah, you know, all that. Like, there's just a lot of pressure.
I think, like I said, we try to start the day with that, because it's really grounding. Because then you go into the rest of the day kind of with the mentality of like, this stuff matters, but not as much as we, because I am definitely like one that can get caught up in how much my job matters, because it's a 24/7 job. You know this, like, mm-hmm, music is not something that you can just like put down at 5 p.m. It's 24/7. And I think doing that morning, kind of having, I don't want to call it a ritual, but like, that kind of grounding moment every morning is like perspective, and that kind of keeps you, you know, between the lines. I mean, definitely, I think you have challenges when you get worn down, when you're like out on the road a lot and like around lots of different people. I think you can like, but for me, I've always like felt it. Like, that sounds silly, but like when I feel like I haven't been like checked in or plugged in to Christ in a while, I can like feel, because mm-hmm, I do start to get really heavy, and I'm like, I do have a little bit of a predisposition towards being anxiety ridden. That you mentioned my Enneagram earlier, being a 2-wing 3, it is the most people pleasy, oh, yeah, two numbers, so much less them together.
Well, you need on to, you gotta the be Enneagram the best, and you need people to like know it.
Yeah. And so it's like this weird thing where you're like, I'm gonna serve you and I need your affirmation,
but
constantly.
But
I'm gonna like chameleon my way into making you love me, and like, so that can like be a lot of heaviness as an artist, because you're already like, even when you're yourself, you're kind of playing the character, but the character is like whatever you think the best version of you is.
You're like telling, you're like speaking to me. Do you know that, like, so I'm turning 40 this year.
Yeah, you are.
I had a breakdown, like, when I was, I'm not saying you're gonna have a breakdown, because
hey,
you're
you
aware
what?
Of this. I did not know I was doing this, but like, I was playing all these different roles.
Yeah.
Like, I cut my hair, I dyed it brown, I stopped getting Botox, I took off my eyelashes, I literally like stripped off
yeah.
everything that I had put on, because I'm like, who the heck am I? And who am I doing all this
yeah.
for? And what do I actually like?
Yeah.
You know? Because
yeah.
I didn't know. Because I'd been chasing these dreams for so long. And you kind of like
you
get
start to
morph.
You start to become like, you drink your own Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Like the stuff that you're telling everyone you are and the things you want them to think about you. Like, yes, there's a balance of believing that. Like, you have to believe in yourself first and all that. But like, definitely, if you start drinking your own Kool-Aid, I think you can get a little sideways,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
cause you lose touch with,
and then you kind of feel like lost and overwhelmed and anxiety. And like, I needed to get back to the root of like, why am I doing this?
Oh, that's it. And like, I think that is like, just to your God piece, it's like, I think
what is my higher calling with
that's
this?
It. That's it. And like, for me, I will say that's where my Enneagram is helpful, is the two. It's like, what we love is community. And so for me, I will always go back to like, if I need like, whoa, what are we doing here? Is this just all self-serving? It's that I believe that I'm doing music to create community, whether it's in that moment at a show, I'm creating community of like, hey, we have this Friday night that like you guys have been like working hard all week and like you spent your money to be here. And I want to create a communal moment that you can like rest in. Or if it's more than that, where it's like people that are Hannah Ellis fans, where they feel like how I did with Taylor Swift when she first came out, where I'm like, oh, I can relate to this. And that gives me a little bit of solace.
Comfort.
Exactly.
To know that you're not alone.
Yeah. And so I think I just constantly try to like
bring everybody in.
Yeah. And pull myself back into that line of thinking. And it really helps like the balance, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, I've really come to the conclusion that like I hired a life coach last year. I've gone hard.
Yeah,
like girl, I literally, I've been in therapy forever. Yeah. I've done so much because I'm like, what is going on here?
I am so for therapy. I'm such an advocate for it. I think it's like life changing. And I think sometimes there's this like, oh, if you haven't been through trauma, you don't need it. And I'm like, guys, everyone's been through trauma. Life is trauma.
Like,
this place is traumatizing.
It is very traumatic to be a human.
Right. So like, just like go have a little chat. You know?
And just don't try to stuff it and bury it.
Yeah.
But I finally have realized, like, even with this podcast and like doing music and being on The Amazing Race and hosting and constantly putting myself out there in front of people, I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, what am I needing? And I'm finally realizing it's sort of like what you're saying. I know my gift is to share people's stories. And I finally figured that out through my past, through all these careers. But it's like, I want to share people's stories and their highest calling and how they got there. So then that can be a higher message, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's something I love to do is talk and share and entertain. But, I want that message to get out there and ripple effect others so they know they can live their highest calling.
Yeah. So, wait, what's your Enneagram?
I'm a 4. We just live in the drain.
Yeah, that's tough. Well, it's
tough to be a 4.
It is. It's a lot of emotions and, like, you guys, but you're so creative, which, you know, just your house alone should have clued me in to your 4-ness, honestly. Like,
what does our house make you feel?
Oh, I think it definitely just exudes creativity for sure. Like you can feel that and thoughtfulness. There's thoughtfulness in like each and every like space. Like each room is unique and yet it all flows together, which is very four-ish. I mean, like when you guys write songs, I think it's like there's like all these gems of incredible lines and then somehow it just all melds together. Yeah, I'm a big fan of fours. Have a lot of them in my life.
You do?
Oh yeah.
So you,
but I think that's Nashville.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of those like floating around in town, you know? And then my little sister is one and like she's our little creative, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. The Enneagram's wild.
Changed my life.
And how to interact and love people.
Oh my gosh. It changed my marriage. I mean, Nick and I weren't married he's a 5.
I don't know much about 5.
Because there's not very many of them. They are all brain. Like they're literally called the thinker
or creative.
The investigator. He is. This has been a battle, but I feel like I finally won that he's a 5 with a 4 wing because he's like, yeah, but I'm not emotional. I'm like, yeah, but have you heard your songs?
Like, right. Maybe that's where he gets it out.
Yeah. And that's literally what I told him. I was like, so deep cut here. I was like listening to a podcast, can't remember which one, about Enneagrams. And do you remember the band Jars of Clay?
Yes.
Okay. Like I think the lead singer of that band was a 5 with a 4 wing. And I literally was like, yes, this is my husband. I've figured it out because there's that creative side and like it's almost like that's where he feels comfortable feeling and giving
because it's a little bit protected.
That's right. It's not
you don't
like,
have to actually feel it in the body.
That's right.
You can get it out of the body into the song
exactly.
And then feel it in the song.
Exactly. But the Enneagram was so like life changing for me because for like I said earlier with my personality, it's very like self-involved. I don't know. So it's like I would think every action he was doing was in reaction to me or because of me or directed at me. And like when I read in this book about the fact that like a 5 doesn't, they don't want individual time. They require it. It is absolutely draining for them to just be around. And I'm kind of like I could breathe your air all the time. Girly, okay, like
you don't need space.
No,
you don't need
oh
personal
my God,
space.
No, like,
would you have 3 sisters?
So I have an older sister, a younger sister, a little brother, and then a little sister.
So you've never probably had alone time.
Oh no,
have you always shared a room?
Yeah. So you're growing not used up, to being once alone. My older sister got her own room, it was a very short amount of time before my little sister was like, can I sleep with you? And then I was like, that was my life.
And you just loved it.
That's right. I was like, I'm here for it. Like, my cup gets filled by people and his cup gets filled by not people. Mm-hmm. But like, it just totally helped me understand.
That's a good balance though, because
it is. And it's actually good for me to have some like self-reflective time, and he's helped me learn that, and we've like rubbed off on each other in like the right ways and tried to like not change each other, but like we've definitely softened and sharpened, you know.
That's what they say. I don't know if it's like a soulmate or a marriage, but like a marriage is not necessarily going to be like all romance and butterflies. It's going to bring out the best in you, which is oftentimes really hard work and revelations.
Yeah.
But that's a good marriage if you both can do that and rise up to them, you know.
Absolutely. My therapist years and years ago said something to me, and I just loved this. She's like, I don't know if I totally believe in the word soulmate, but if we're going with that word, I was like, yes, I'm with you. She's like, I think that your soulmate would be the person that needles in you the things you're least likely to change, because it's the only person you'd be willing to at least address them for. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ooh, girl, come on. Like, what a truth. What a truth. Like, because he's never asked me to be anything different. But like, he's inspired me to maybe work on some of those things.
That's good. You know? That's really good. But. And appreciating each one for your personality and, you know, how you refuel.
Absolutely.
Like understanding that and like appreciating that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all about balance.
So y'all were neighbors?
We were neighbors.
And
we
you weren't in love the in the beginning?
No. So we met at a party like real quick into me living in Nashville. Like,
how old are you?
32.
Oh, terrific.
Oh, you love that? I know. Yeah. You know what's funny is like 28, I was terrified. When I turned 30, I was like shouting it from the rooftops. 30s are good. The best.
30s are the best. Why do you like 30s? And then let's get back to how you met Nick.
I love my 30s because I feel like I know myself more than I ever have. And also like I feel like a completely different level of confidence.
Like
and,
what?
And just self-assuredness. Just like I feel like kind of what I mentioned about like checking in with people. Am I what you're looking for? Am I what you need? Am I serving you correctly? Like, I think I just like am more myself, and I'm comfortable in that. Like, if they don't like it, then it's just not for them.
Totally.
And like, that is huge.
How'd you
for
get
me.
That revelation? 'Cause that's a big one.
You know, I think time. And I think honestly, Nick is like, he's a very self-assured person. And I'll tell a quick story and then we'll go back to Nick, but this kind of segues there anyways. I was about to play a show, like a writer's round kind of thing. And this was like years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago, probably more than that, 'cause math is hard, but whatever. And he said to me, he's like, hey, will you do me a favor tonight on stage? And I was like, yeah, sure. I think it was literally my first like Girls of Nashville show. And he was like, don't compliment anyone while you're on stage. And I was like, oh my gosh, you are really dramatic. And he's like, no, just like, I'm not saying you can't clap for people. I'm just saying, try to like not act
over
like
the top.
You don't need to act like everyone up, like you're so lucky to be up there.
That's how
and
I
like
have always
everyone
been.
Is everyone is so much better than you. And he's like, I know you're doing it because you love to pump people up, but like I'm challenging you tonight to say, don't do it. Just don't, you don't need to. They know they're not like, not that it's like, oh, they need to compliment you back, but
and I was like, I'm so thankful you're here to be in my, I get to be in your presence.
I just
and
am
like,
so lucky to be up here with you guys, that kind of thing.
But it's like, no, you deserve to be up there because y'all are equally yoked and
exactly.
matched and on the same caliber.
So I was like, fine, I'm going to do this and everyone's going to think I'm the B word. So I'm just going to prove a point. And I was quickly proven wrong. After the show, the amount of people that came up to me and were like, that was like the best show I've ever seen you play. Oh my God, you just look so confident up there. Oh my, like, it was purely complimentary and like it was like a huge aha moment for me to go
holding
you
confidence.
Don't, yeah, you don't have to make yourself less to build other people up.
Oh. And wait. Say it again. Sound bite. For the people in the back.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years, and not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You don't have to make yourself less to build other people up.
And I feel like a lot of women struggle with that.
Yes.
I have struggled with that forever.
Across the board. But man, I think that's something that in my 30s, I finally accepted that.
You can be full.
That's right. And honestly, it inspires other people because you're not being mean to them.
You're just being your best version of yourself, which is what they need to do as well.
Exactly.
I just interviewed Abby Anderson.
Love.
And she kind of went through the same revelation too. She was starving herself and had a lot of struggles with eating and image issues, as it is easy to do when you get in this industry.
That's right.
And she finally decided she was going to let herself be full and take up space.
And then she looks so hot.
I know. The music she made is so good. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God.
You can just tell when you're around her vibe. Yeah.
But it's so the same thing, allowing yourself to be your full self, not shrinking down, not trying to make sure that you're, not ruffling someone's feathers near you.
That's right. That's
right. Reading the energy, right? I'm the same way. Mm-hmm. I could walk into a room. I can read the whole room.
Yes.
I can tell you exactly.
You sure you're not a two? You're giving a lot of two energy right now. I will say fours they give some two energy, when they're being healthier. So,
Well, I'm always so worried that people aren't going to like me, and then it's my job to make sure they do, so I can check in with their vibe, figure out what they need, and then I can just spit it back to them. But it's manipulation.
Yeah, right.
At the end of the day.
So true.
Oh, it's life, man.
Okay, I'm going back to the Nick story.
Oh, please circle back. I will divert.
We met at this party that my next door neighbor was having. And my next door neighbor, he's still one of our good friends. But he was hyping up this guy. Oh my God, I just saw this guy play some music. He's amazing, la la. So I'm new to Nashville. I don't know. I don't know if all these people are famous and I'm just out of the loop or what the deal is. So the first night I meet Nick, he's very stoic. He's very kind of, like I said, he's a thinker. So he comes into the room and where I come in hot. I'm like, what's up, world? He's kind of let me assess this place. Let me see what's up. So when I first met him, it was our mutual neighbor was hey, this is Hannah, this is Nick, whatever. And I was like, hi, it's nice to meet you. And he was nice to meet you. And then he just kind of went on. And I was like,
you're hello. That was your falling in love moment.
Right. And I was this guy thinks he's it. I'm good. Thank you. And it was just this total. But then on the flip side, he sees me. I came in to the party with two other dudes. And I'm huge and loud and boisterous and 23 at the time. And he was that girl's a lot. So it just was not. It was not a sparks fly moment.
I just didn't feel an energy match at that time.
No, right. Yeah. Exactly. And so, but then we got to know each other as being neighbors, and then we became super best friends, and were that for a year until basically everyone in our life was like, this is ridiculous. Like, can you guys please just say you're in a relationship?
So you never kissed or anything?
Well, we
casually.
But that was like still like 6 or so months in. And it was just when you're like 23 and 24, it's like, yeah, I don't know. You're like, I don't know. We kiss people and that's like not that big of a deal. And they're my neighbor and that's okay. And then it kind of was like, all right, but we're not kissing other people.
Wait, how'd y'all have that first we're just friends, but let's kiss moment?
This is like super funny actually. So we lived in loft apartments. So like the big one room situation, right? So he's across the hall. But the way his setup was, my husband and his best friends were homeschooled. So like, I want to start there. Love the homeschoolers, but that's just a little
joke. You're raised differently.
That's a little joke at them. But they had, it was two grown men that had, it was like a dorm room, two beds. So like it made it very like, oh, nothing weird is going to happen. So like I would go over and watch movies and I'd like fall asleep over there or something because it's across the hall and it's like two dudes and like you're not going to do anything weird.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a dorm room. But then his neighbor was, or his best friend was out of town one weekend. And I feel like it had been like, this had been like going on like, oh, I'd stay over casually here and there. Like, but it was like, it had been developing, you know? And then his roommate was out of town one weekend and we were watching a movie and then it was like, we could just make out. That could be a cool thing to test out.
How was it?
Great. Honestly, yeah. Great. But it was like,
again, it wasn't like a weird transition from friends to like,
well, because love us. It was still like, it just like happened. And then we kind of were just like, oh yeah, that's like what young people do in this season. Like, it's not a big deal. But that I was totally lying.
Because you were already now hooked.
Oh yeah, I was like totally like into him. My poor friends, my God, they had to put up with so much. So funny fact. So Lainey Wilson was like one of our really early friends in Nashville. And the other day when we ran into her, so she walked that whole journey with me of like being on the back end of like the Nick stuff and like having to hear me talk about him and then telling him, no, I'm totally cool with being just friends.
Totally.
And she was like, okay. And the other day we ran into her post ACMs and we were chatting and she was like, and the first thing she said, we were cracking up, she said, I still can't believe y'all are married. I was like, I know. Can you believe that like it really did work out like that?
That doesn't always, that usually actually doesn't happen.
Right. So it was just like really funny. And we all like cracked up. We were like, gosh, life is wild.
It's so weird and wild. And like Lainey, the fact that y'all came to Nashville together, what's it like to like be blowing up yourself, having the number one most added song at radio right now, to have your friends like winning album of the year,
it's
Lainey.
So insane. Like literally I like sent her a picture of me because I'm the drama when I guess it would have been not this round of ACM stuff, but the one before when she first won, like female, of me just like bawling. And I was like, this is my literal face right now, because I wasn't there. I was like on radio tour or whatever. And it's just so cool because you see somebody like really, really grind it out and like not get their credit. And then when you see it happening, it's like, and yeah, like you come up together. Like we became friends because we were wearing the exact same boots when we met, like, you know, those like god awful, remember those fringe, like when cowboy boots, it was like all about having like a lot of fringe all over them, remember that? Early 2000s.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were wearing the exact same pair and we're like, oh my god, I think we're friends.
Great style.
Yeah. AKA we didn't. And
but you did.
But we survived. Okay.
You did.
We
you
came
did.
Out on the other side and we're good.
Oh my god. How do you, so is there like a group of y'all, because you do Women of Country, like, right? Like your wine of country. What is that thing in your wine country? There's like,
yes,
a whole moment,
oh,
of women.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was just like me like hitting up the ladies being like,
you're saying,
hey,
like, okay.
Yeah. Do a little cheers with me. And it's just cool because I mean, I feel like
she loved to gather people,
yes,
together.
Yes, exactly. And so I do a Galentine's Day party every year. And I started that, like I've done it for 7 years. Like I started like way, way long time ago. So it's fun to just see it evolve. But like, I've just always tried to be very communal within Nashville, and to kind of, I'm like obsessed with this idea of like, ooh, I should invite so-and-so and so-and-so because I feel like they would really get along. And I've like successfully created friendships before, and those are just like little selfish moments for myself.
You're a connector.
Like, ah, you know, but yeah, it's just fun to kind of bring everybody together. And obviously if we can include wine in that.
So you love wine.
Love.
Like you love wine?
Like she loves it.
Like, what does that mean to you? What is, like, loving wine mean?
You know, I think it's like...
What does wine mean
to you? It's more than a hot... Like, it's more than just drinking. Like, it's... To me, it's like a hobby because it's so interesting how nuanced it is. I mean, think about this. You could open a different bottle of wine every day for the rest of your life and you aren't even going to get close to trying all of the different wineries, vineyards, styles that are out there.
So you love the adventure of it.
I think it's so fun.
Taste, like learning the taste.
I'm a huge foodie. And so it kind of lives in
that. What do you like to eat?
Food.
Everything?
Honestly. Like
all the food.
Yeah. There's the only food I don't like truly is olives. I love olives. I know. My husband loves them too. It took me a while. My martini journey took me a while, but we got there because I can't do olives. So I was like, how do you be a cool girl with a martini and not do olives?
Right.
Okay. But I figured it out. It's a gin martini with a twist.
Oh,
okay. She's fancy. My best friend ordered it one time and I was like,
that's it.
That's the one.
That's it.
Now I can be cool like all my cool friends.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you finally got there.
That's right. But most of the time I'm drinking wine.
Okay.
Because that's easier. And, you know, I think that there's... so many different journeys. Like you can go and you can try all this expensive wine, and expensive wine is good, but there is inexpensive wine that's also good. And
Yes. And
we've just now started kind of digging into like old world wine. It's a totally different style.
Do you do a wine series? Do you film yourself drinking wine?
No, but should I?
Yes.
This is a good idea.
Yes.
Why am I not doing this?
Well, because you maybe needed me to tell you.
I did.
You got to do a wine tasting thing where Yes. You try them all and tell them all, and maybe like your finds, your cheap finds.
Wine Down Wednesday.
Yes. You should, and this. You should show people your favorite wines.
Yes, I like
and
this.
And you can also sing your song,
yeah.
Wine Country.
This is a great idea. Why am I not doing this?
I
needed
smart.
To hang out with you, yeah. And you tell me this.
Just, you got
to
let the vibes go.
Fours. It's the fours, the creatives. They
always
know what's up.
Yeah, I mean, sort of. And then I just go sit down and cry and hold my feelings.
It's like, and then I have to deal with all that. So that's a good time later. But right now, we're thriving.
But this is a good idea. No, and you could also take it to like Costco and grocery stores and you could do your finds.
Yes.
Your wine finds.
That's really fun. Because also...
wine is huge for you. It's not just like, oh, I drink wine. You like love wine.
Exactly. And the thing is too, that's interesting is like... when people ask me like, so what's your go-to wine? I genuinely panic because that's like not really it. Like I'm constantly trying to,
you know,
try new things.
So you need to have, but
I need
what
to have
you
like
need
a rolling list.
A rolling list and categorize it. Like these are my favorite rosés and these are my favorite price point here and here and here, you know.
That's it.
Because you're going to be a good really resource good for people with wines.
Okay, low key, I will tell you. So
you're building a wine. You're making a wine.
Eventually, we have that. That's another thing. But we, I love food, like I said. So what I've currently been working on in my spare time, which is, you know, not that much, is I'm calling it my taste of tour guide. So it's kind of like my take on a Michelin guide because I'm such a big foodie and I spend 90% of my time traveling. And so I've like made it my mission to like find the best spots to eat everywhere I go, no matter where I'm at.
Yes, yes, yes.
To like really dig in and like find great places to eat. So I've like started, and I'll have people that have followed me on Instagram for a while know that. So like people will literally like slide in the DMs and be like, I'm going to Carmel by the Sea this weekend, where should I go? And I'm like,
can I go with you to Carmel by the Sea, please, this weekend?
It's so,
sign me up.
It's so beautiful, isn't it?
Yes.
Like honestly, I call it the Nantucket of the West Coast. It's kind of on par. Yeah,
so good.
It is. Okay. But I'm like working on that. But I like this wine thing. I think that could be like...
You need to find a place for all these to live.
Yeah. So I want to once I build the guide, I want it to like live as like... I don't know if I want the whole thing on my website or to just be like
your travel
clickable.
Guide, your travel food guide.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, that's good.
Isn't that fun?
I like that. So what are you doing all the time? You're traveling like 90% of the time.
And eating.
Tell me what your life is like. What are your days, weeks, months, years like?
So it is definitely a lot of travel. So I feel like I've been
because you're on radio tour, because you're touring. What are you doing?
Yeah, I've been on basically a perpetual radio tour because I signed my record deal in March of 2020.
With Curb.
Yes, with Curb.
Curb, okay.
But in March of 2020. So like...
Oh yeah, perfect
there
timing.
Was about... Exactly. Mm-hmm. There was about 2 years of like, who can we visit? When can we visit? Can't see that person yet. Can't see that. So it's like, there's... I mean, we're like 3 years in and there's
did you
still
work
people
the,
that...
Have you been working the same music or is it the music evolved?
It's been
or?
Different. It's been different. So like, you know, we came with a song in 2021 and we were like, oh, okay. And we planned all these like smaller, but like very like smart events. and the song came out in like September. And then I don't know if you remember this, but like November, the world shut back down.
Yeah.
So like all of that got washed. So it was like,
and that was your intro.
Yeah. So I met like,
oh yeah,
10 people.
Did that feel kind of deflating?
Oh yeah. Because you're like, oh, so then, I mean, it comes back to February and you're like, yeah, well, we just sat on that for like 4 months. So it kind of just like, you know.
Just couldn't get the momentum going because there was no momentum to get going. That's the right. World is shut down.
There was nowhere to go. There was nowhere to play shows. And so it was a really tough.
And meanwhile, everything's changing, yet we don't really know it yet.
Yeah.
And the way music's getting out is changing. The whole format
is
changing.
Yeah. And like you're constantly feeling like late to the party.
But you don't know where the party is.
They're throwing the party without you.
It's somewhere, but no one gave me the directions.
Yes, literally.
But I know I'm supposed to be there.
That's right. And so, so it's just like we came back around and we released a song called Country Can. And like, we were like, oh, this is cool. And that was really when I started getting on the road to do radio tour. And then I wrote Wine Country. But
I like friends like these too.
Oh, I do too.
Because you got good friends.
I do. And it's like one of my favorite live like songs like to play, because the first time like the hook hits or the like in the chorus, you just see all the girlies like look at their friends, and I'm like, yes, that's what I'm trying to do.
But that's another thing I love, is that you're promoting good girl friendships, you
oh
know?
Yeah.
And even like Wine Country and wait, Country Can, where's the one where you pass the cup?
That's Wine Country.
And all your cute country friends, Martina McBride's in there.
I was shooketh. I was like, I'm just gonna shoot my shot here.
Just shoot your shot. How do you shoot your shot? How do you get the confidence? You have to really believe in what you're doing.
That's right. And so
how do you pose this question to Martina? Hey, do you want to like grab a solo cup and take a sip for my video?
Crazy. So I went on tour with her back in end of 2021. Fun fact, I was supposed to open for her the day the world shut down, March 12th.
You had a lot going on in March of 2020.
She was thinking it was her time, but it's her time is now. So, you know.
Yeah.
It shifts.
Yes.
But I ended up getting to go back on tour with her end of 21. And she is just so inviting and so kind. And like, she was my number one when I was growing up. Like, I sang Broken Wing from the time I was like 10 years old.
Yes.
For every contest known to man. I sang a Martina McBride song when I tried out for The Voice. Like, she's my girl.
How was The Voice?
You know, it was good. I didn't get a chair turn, but it was kind of a perfect storm, because while I was out there, I got offered a publishing deal. And like, with the way the contracts work, if I'd made the show, I couldn't have gotten the deal. So it kind of was like, I was sad because obviously pride.
But also it's those things where some of the best singers don't make it through.
Oh yeah. Trent Harmon was on my season and didn't get a chair turn. And then literally the next season of American Idol, he won.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, you never know.
You never know. What they're looking for, timing, it's all crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And so, but she's always since then just like kind of like she'll comment on my stuff here and there. And I'm like, and it never doesn't be like,
there's Martina.
Yeah, every time. And so as I was like kind of texting my girlfriends to do this Cheers video, I literally was like,
throwing her in.
I'm just gonna slot into the DMs and see what happens. And she was like, oh, so, my gosh.
What did you say in the DMs?
I was like, hey, I'm doing this like really fun Cheers with my girlfriends of country music as a way to kind of promote my song Wine Country. It's just take a solo cup, cheers it from one side of the screen, drink it, send it on. And I had already gotten some of the videos from other girls, man, so being, I could send it.
Being ballsy is really important. You got to know when to, it's like, that's like knowing to hold them, knowing to fold them, knowing
right.
to walk away, knowing to run. I mean, knowing when to play your card.
That's right.
But you got to have balls.
And she literally hit me back and was like, I would absolutely love to. And I was like, and so she did. And I was like, it was awesome. It was just really cool. Because, yeah. And then I was like, oh, here's my phone number if you want to send it. And she did. So I now have Martina McBride's phone number. I'm not going to use it, but...
But it's nice to have.
But I have it. It's like a name in my phone that I'm like, that's sick.
You might have something really awesome to text her one day.
That's right.
Yes. So
it was cool. It was really cool.
That's awesome. What is it like having... Well, when did you get this childhood dream? When did you get this dream?
Oh my gosh.
Was it childhood?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would say the oldest videos that exist of me are of me singing. I could barely like speak words. And I was, my mom and dad were wedding singers on the weekends. So they're both very musical and love singing. Oh, that's fun. So like we grew up singing.
Would you go to the weddings?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I got to see my parents sing all the time, which was beautiful. Fun. And my mom was in a band in college. I literally have a record of my mom's band, like a vinyl, which is sick. She was in this like, I think it was it called Koinonia was her band.
Koinonia.
Oh, no, she was in two bands. Koinonia was the first one. And then it's some more religious term that I don't know.
Okay.
But the other band was called Basics, which is funny because I'm so basic, but that's not, it wasn't the same
You're
thing.
You're not so basic. You and basic never in 1 million years would I put in the same sentence.
Oh, thank you. I do like an Aperol spritz on the weekend. So, you know,
is that basic?
Me, it's pretty basic. but no, so I have her records. Like I have her old vinyl player and I have records that she sang on, which is super cool. But so I grew up singing forever. Every contest I could be in, I was in. And, you know, being from Kentucky, it's not that far. Like the jump to Nashville, it's not like I'm in Utah where it's like, man, really hard to get to. So like, I had a moment when I was like 13 where I was like, Dad, I want to do this. And that was like, you know, Leanne Rimes was a couple years before that. And it was like, oh, that's doable. And then my dad, which honestly, I was really glad that he kind of shut it down. He was like, yeah, but like, I just know that you're old enough to make a decision for your whole life. So like, let's like put a pin in it. And if you ever come back to it, cool.
Let's preserve your childhood.
Right, exactly.
While we can.
And so he, so I kind of like, I wouldn't say I moved on from it. I was always still in contest singing when I could and being as involved in that as possible. And then this is my favorite, but I got really good at school. Pin. I got good at school. So like I had a full ride academic scholarship to college.
Were you good at? What were your subjects?
I'm just.
All of it? Are you really smart? Yeah.
Smart enough. You know what I mean? I'm good at the school system. So
you can work the system?
Yeah. There you go. I'm a pretty good test taker.
Okay.
Like, and also.
Do you have a good memory?
Yeah. But I'm really good at the like, I have a like, almost photographic memory. Like,
oh, that's
like so when we're
wonderful.
Doing the little memorized scripture part of our Bible time, if I'm reading it, I can do it. I can like memorize it. Like
that is such an asset.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
I am the opposite. I have a, comes in. Goes out.
Yeah.
Comes in, goes. It's like an open door.
If it's verbal, okay. I can't at all. If I read it.
Okay.
That's why I go like, that's why I think it's more like a photographic memory because if I read it, I can do it. Like I would come up with, when I would do tests, it would be all these like ridiculous acronyms of ways that like, okay, this spells boat. And like, I know that I need to talk about the books and the ocean. Like I would like, that's
read
how
it
I would,
that's in your
how
brain.
I would see it in my mind whenever the question would come up on the test, I would see it as these little like,
okay,
because I could see it on the page.
Wow.
You know, that's whatever. Great. School.
Hey, but different. You got a full ride. That's great.
That's right. So I was really focused on school. I mean, music was still my passion, but here's my favorite story.
Okay, let's hear it.
It was like March before I graduated high school, and my little sister was like obsessed with Hannah Montana. So I took her to see the Hannah Montana movie, cried the entire movie, basically had this like come to Jesus epiphany, and came home from the movie and was like, Mom and Dad, I'm supposed to be a singer. And they were like, okay. No, actually they were incredible. And my parents are divorced. They get along really well though. So my mom's like, let's call your dad. Cause I'm like bawling coming home. And so I call my dad and he's like, okay, I'll come over in the morning and we'll chat about this when you're like not having such a moment. He's like, but this is not like a sport, notorious for this, that you can like quit after one season. This is a job, and like this would be something that like you have to really be committed to, because it's going to be a lot more money than a set of golf clubs, you know. I was like, no, I get it. So he came over the next morning, and I was like, I want to move to Nashville, I'm skipping college. They were like, hold on, you have free college. Please go to college.
Yeah.
And, but they were like, but we're absolutely in to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of did the thing back and forth from the University of Kentucky up in Lexington to Nashville. It's a 3-hour drive. Okay. Again, so blessed that I just, where I lived.
Uh-huh.
And I would try to schedule my classes to where I could come down and try to write and learn. I got really involved at NSAI and just kind of started trying to meet people. And so I graduated as fast as possible and moved down here and kind of did the whole thing.
When did you get your first big break?
You know, I think it would probably be, I mean, I would consider getting my publishing deal the first break, because those things are hard.
Hard to get.
You know, and I got that, like I said, I got offered it in 2014 and then I signed my deal in 2015. And then from there, I got some cuts with Russell Dickerson.
Which song?
I wrote a song for him called Would You Love Me? And then Daniel Bradbury, I wrote Messy. For Carly Pierce, I wrote Lightning in a Bottle. So like I started kind of like getting some...
That's great.
Yeah, some album cuts. And that was when I felt comfortable enough to go, okay, but really I'm an artist. That's like really what I want to do. But once I got my publishing deal, I wanted to show them like I can write songs. I can get cuts. And
that was great to show like I'm actually a real songwriter.
That's right.
I'm a real artist.
Yeah. And so I think it really, and through that whole season, I feel like I really found my voice. And by voice, I mean like the way I say things, how I talk about things,
What is your voice? What would you say?
I would say that it's really just being relatable and talking, like singing how I talk, like the way that I want to relate to people. I have a song that'll come out on my record called Still. And it's about, I wrote it for one of my friends when she was like kept trying to go back to this guy. And I was like, yeah, he's just still the same guy. Like he hasn't, like he's changed, but like not really. Like, and I think that's my voice. My voice is like speaking, not for other people, but like when people hear my music, I want them to be like, yeah, same.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how music got to me, is by making me feel seen and heard. And I think my voice is one that I never want to get so above or so like in the weeds that people kind of are like, I don't really relate to that.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
But I've learned that like the more real you make it, the more relatable it is.
Totally.
Which feels counterintuitive, because you're like, no, that's really only my specific story. But like,
we're all going through the same stuff.
That's right. It might have like, there might be different names in the book, but like, that's kind of it.
And people want to know that they're not alone going through a feeling.
Oh,
it's
exactly.
Not the same situation, but the same feeling.
And everybody, what happens when you are really like, you put a lot of detail into it is people insert their own details. They're listening and they're hearing, you know, my hometown with a parade full of tractors. And they're like, oh my gosh, in my hometown, it's a 4-wheeler parade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but they're inserting their own vision into that moment, you know?
Yeah. I love it. Okay. So let's wrap up with Wine Country.
Okay.
Why do you love this song? Why is it going over so well? Why, it's like, it's people are loving it. You're loving it. Tell me about it. What does it mean to you?
It's a perfect segue from what I was just saying, which is it's very selfishly my life. It's who I am. I feel like the song is something that really points to the fact that you don't have to be this or that. Because I am a girl from a small town in Kentucky. I am going fishing when I go home to see my dad for Father's Day. But I'm going to put a full face of makeup on and I'm probably going to take wine on the boat. Like, that's, you know, I've traveled the world and I've definitely like found the things that excite me. And there's definitely bougie aspects to who I am. But you can be both. You don't have to give up your hometown to follow your dreams. You don't have to stop being who you were to be who you are. I think that you can live in both lanes. And that's what I love about the song is it's fun. It's fun to drink to. It's fun to dance to. But like, if you really want to find some meat, there is some there, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. Hannah.
And just wine. Obviously.
And just wine.
An excuse to play Vineyards as part of Radio Tour.
Oh my God. That's check that brilliant.
Box. Check that box.
And she's brilliant. Okay. I always wrap up with Leave Your Light.
Oh, I love that.
So tell everyone where they can find you. And then what do you want people to know? It's very open-ended.
Oh man. See, these are hard for me. Open-ended questions. Where you can find me is Hannah Gray Ellis on, and that's with an E. The correct spelling, on TikTok, Instagram, Hannah Ellis Music online. Man, and what was the question?
What do you want people to know? It's just wide open.
Oh man, it is.
What first thing that comes to mind?
Yeah, I think that you're not alone. I think that's the number one thing I want people to know is that you're not alone. Even when you feel like it, it's not true. Not only is, you know, Christ right there with you, but like we're there for you. Like, people that have platforms like this, we've gone through so much of what you've gone through and you're not alone.
Have you felt alone before?
Absolutely.
For like seasons?
Yeah. I think that
it, when you think back on when where you felt most alone, when was that?
I would say the transition from moving from college to here.
Yeah.
Because I mean, truly, like I knew people, but like,
you're on your own.
I didn't have like best friends here yet. And that was new because when I went to college, a lot of my friends went to college too. Mm-hmm. So like that kind of went with me. So I would definitely say a time when I was like, whoa.
You were taking a real leap of faith.
Yeah. And like, I was like, I've got to create all new relationships down here and like a whole new life. And now it's like, I can't imagine any other life. But
and it's kind of awesome because you get to like start at a new level, creating new friends that don't know you from your childhood. So you get to like start with who you've grown into.
Yeah. And that was a huge thing for me. I remember really dwelling on that a lot my last semester of college and like kind of trying to prep my mind for like, you're about to go start a new journey and you can be whoever you want. You don't have to be anything that you were and you don't have to like subscribe to. So like do whatever that means to you, be whoever that person is and like step into that. And I feel like that was like really cool because it's definitely the only time I've gotten to go, oh, this is like truly a clean slate. Yeah. No one from old life is coming with, you know?
Yeah. It's empowering. It's scary.
Oh yeah.
It's lonely.
Yeah.
But it's like freedom.
Exactly. And I always joke that I'm glad I got to do it post college because like college gets to stay in Lexington.
Thank
we
God.
Love college, Hannah. She is a good time. Like
glad that one's there.
Glad that's there.
Yeah. I love that. Hannah, thank you so much.
Oh,
Wine
yes.
Country is awesome. So fun. You're thank amazing. You. This is so great.
I know.
Thank
I
you for joining
that.
Me.
Absolutely. Okay. I love the hat.
Hey, love the hat. Bye.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Take a pause from your to-do list with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.